Several dozen female activists and opposition members say they are upset with what they call Chadian President Mahamat Idriss Deby's decision to exclude them from political issues in the first civilian government. The women who met in Chad's capital N'Djamena on Monday said Deby should have rejected the government appointed by new Prime Minister Alamaye Halina last week. Halina was appointed by Deby to replace Success Masra, who resigned after his defeat in Chad's May 6 presidential election. Masra was in office for 4 months. Amina Tijani Yaya is the coordinator of Voix de la Femme, or Women's Voice, a non-governmental organization that advocates for the respect of women's rights and political participation. She says female leaders and activists do not understand why Chad's new prime minister, Alamaye Halina, decided to reduce the number of female ministers from 12 during Chad's 3-year transitional period to 8 in the first civilian government he appointed on May 27. Yaya says Chadian officials have not respected the resolution of the Central African Nations 2022 Inclusive and Sovereign National Dialogue, which states that more women should be appointed to government positions. Chad's new government has 35 ministers. 23 served in the previous administration before Deby was declared the winner of Chad's May 6 presidential election, ending 3 years of military transition, returning to constitutional order. During his inauguration, Deby promised to involve opposition parties, youths and women in executing his immediate task, which he said is to reconcile differences among all Chadians and make the Central African state a better place in which to live. The female leaders and activists say increasing women's political participation would have been synonymous with improving respect for human rights, justice, the rule of law, governance and democracy. They say women constitute the majority of Chad's population and can have more influence than men in peacekeeping processes. Female leaders say there have been tensions and conflicts involving armed groups who accused the new president of using the military to prolong his family's rule. Deby's family has had a firm grip on power since his father, Idriss Deby Itno, took over in the 1990 coup and died in April 2021 before the younger Deby took power. The women said Deby should have involved more women in the current government because Chad is a signatory to the Maputo Protocol, a commitment by African nations through the African Union to ensure gender equality in political decision-making. Chad's government has not responded to the women's request for more representation in politics, but the Central African State Prime Minister, after officially taking office on May 24, pleaded with all Chadians to resolve their differences and collaborate with the new government, which he maintained will work for the well-being of all citizens. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.